Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Worm, the First Digital World War by Mark Bowden is a fast-paced work of narrative nonfiction that traces how a mysterious piece of malicious code exposed a new era of conflict. Centered on the discovery of the Stuxnet computer worm, the book follows investigators, cybersecurity specialists, and government actors as they try to understand what the malware did, how it spread, and why it mattered. Bowden presents the story as both a technical puzzle and a geopolitical thriller, translating complex ideas about industrial control systems, malware design, and attribution into accessible stakes. At its core, the book argues that Stuxnet marked a turning point. Cyber operations were no longer limited to espionage or inconvenience, but could produce real-world physical effects. By connecting the worm to broader tensions in the Middle East and to the evolving doctrine of state-sponsored hacking, Bowden frames Stuxnet as a precedent-setting event that reshaped how nations think about power, deterrence, and vulnerability in a connected world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Stuxnet is a new kind of weapon. A central topic is why Stuxnet represented a qualitative leap in cyber conflict. Bowden highlights that this was not typical malware aimed at stealing data or crashing computers for disruption. Instead, it targeted industrial control environments, the specialized systems that operate physical machinery. The implications are profound. Software could be engineered to cause measurable real-world outcomes without a conventional strike. The narrative emphasizes the importance of specificity and intent. A weapon like this must understand its target environment, tolerate uncertainty, and still reach an effect that is different from opportunistic hacking. The book also explores how the worm demonstrated that cyber tools can be modular, stealthy, and persistent, functioning more like an engineered system than a crude exploit. This reframes what it means to secure critical infrastructure, because the attack surface is not only servers and laptops, but also controllers, sensors, and operational networks that were never designed for hostile conditions. By treating Stuxnet as a case study, the book invites readers to see cyber weapons as strategic instruments with planning, testing, and consequences that resemble traditional military operations, but with radically different visibility and attribution. Secondly, the hunt detection, reverse engineering, and attribution. Another major theme is the investigative process that turns a strange software outbreak into an understood event. Bowden follows the clues that security researchers and analysts use to classify the malware, map its behavior, and infer its purpose. This topic is valuable because it shows how cyber forensics works in practice. Analysts observe anomalous behavior, isolate samples, and reverse engineer components to understand what the code is built to do. The book underscores the collaborative nature of this work, where private security firms, independent researchers, and government agencies each contribute pieces of the puzzle. It also shows the limits. Attribution in cyberspace is rarely a single smoking gun. It is a mosaic of technical indicators, operational choices, and geopolitical context. Bowden presents the tension between what can be proven and what can be strongly suspected, a distinction that matters for policy and public narrative. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why naming a perpetrator is difficult, why false flags are plausible, and why public confidence often depends on credibility rather than courtroom-level evidence. The investigative arc becomes a lens on how modern societies discover and interpret hidden digital actions. Thirdly, industrial systems and the hidden fragility of infrastructure. Bowden uses the Stuxnet story to reveal how much of modern life depends on industrial control systems and how poorly many of those environments were prepared for sophisticated intrusion. A key topic is the gap between information technology and operational technology. Traditional security assumptions often focus on office networks, email, and web services. Operational technology environments prioritize safety and uptime, and historically relied on isolation and obscurity rather than strong security engineering. The book explores how a worm could traverse everyday computers and eventually reach highly specialized machinery, showing that separation between networks is often porous in practice. This has broader implications beyond the specific historical case. It suggests that utilities, manufacturing, transportation, and other critical sectors can be targeted through indirect pathways, such as contractors, removable media, or misconfigured connections. The topic also highlights why patching and updating is harder in industrial settings, where changes can disrupt processes and where legacy equipment may be unsupported. By making these systems understandable without requiring the reader to be an engineer, Bowden helps readers grasp a foundational lesson of cyber risk. The most consequential digital vulnerabilities are often embedded in the physical systems we cannot easily see, and security failures there can cascade into economic and human consequences. Fourthly, geopolitics, covert action, and escalation risks. The book places cyber operations within a geopolitical framework, treating Stuxnet as part of a broader pattern of covert action and strategic competition. This topic examines why states might choose a digital attack plausible deniability, lower immediate human cost, and the ability to delay or degrade a capability without an overt military strike. Bowden also surfaces the downsides. Once a tool is used, it can be discovered, analyzed, and potentially repurposed by others, spreading technical knowledge in ways that are hard to control. The story, therefore, becomes an illustration of escalation dynamics. A state may see a cyber operation as a limited, calibrated action, while the target may interpret it as an act of war or a precedent that justifies retaliation in kind. The book encourages readers to think about deterrence when boundaries are unclear and when attribution is contested. It also raises questions about norms and legality. How do existing laws of conflict apply when effects are physical, but the means are digital, and when civilian infrastructure is intertwined with military objectives? By connecting the operation to strategic decision-making, Bowden portrays cyber conflict as politics by other means, with long-tail risks that can outlast the immediate objective. Lastly, lessons for cybersecurity and the future of conflict. A final topic is what Stuxnet teaches about preparing for the next phase of cyber conflict. Bowden presents the event as a landmark that expanded the imagination of what is possible, not only for governments, but also for criminals and other actors watching from the sidelines. The lesson is not simply that sophisticated attacks exist, but that defenses must assume creativity, patience, and deep technical capability on the part of an adversary. Readers are prompted to consider layered security, segmentation, monitoring, and incident response as ongoing disciplines rather than one-time purchases. The story also points to the importance of resilience. Because prevention is imperfect, systems must be designed to detect abnormal behavior, limit blast radius, and recover quickly. Another lesson involves transparency and coordination. Finally, Bowden implicitly frames education as a defensive tool. Understanding basic concepts such as malware propagation, exploits, and operational technology helps leaders and citizens evaluate policy claims and allocate resources intelligently. By treating Stuxnet as both a warning and a blueprint, the book argues that the future will include more digital operations with physical stakes, and that societies must adapt their institutions, not just their software. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a narrative gateway into cybersecurity without needing a technical background, including policy professionals. Business leaders, journalists, and anyone concerned about national security and critical infrastructure. It is also a strong fit for technically curious readers who enjoy investigative stories and want to see how real-world analysts approach malware discovery and interpretation. The practical benefit is a sharper mental model of how digital threats translate into physical and strategic consequences. Instead of thinking about hacking as only stolen passwords or inconvenient outages, readers learn why industrial systems, supply chains, and geopolitical incentives make cyber risk a daily reality. That perspective can improve decision-making at work, from budgeting for security to demanding better resilience planning. And it can sharpen civic understanding of how states compete below the threshold of open war. Compared with many books in the field that either drown readers in jargon or stay at the level of abstract warning, Bowden offers an accessible, story-driven account anchored in a defining case. The focus on motives, trade-offs, and unintended consequences gives it lasting value, making it worth buying for readers who want both clarity and urgency in understanding how modern conflict is evolving. If you would like to support Mark Bowden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.